Oh, it would help if I turned the microphone on. Sorry. Gotta love it. Everything's an adventure. It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. It is September 28th, 2021, and it's 1905. Wah, wah, wah. I'm a little late, which is not a real big, big surprise, I guess. Hopefully Publius, has a nice shave, but welcome, welcome, and just hello. Big shout out to everyone in comm. It's a busy time, it appears, here today. We got Tobe and Tanakian. I always forget how to say it. F-Fog, Northern Lights in the house. Today's Tuesday, so we'll have Praise Then Darkness. And Dirty Rigs in there. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. I haven't turned my radio on in a week. I need to do that. I took a little mini vacation and I stopped doing all my hobbies and just went out and drank. And I learned a lesson. I've come up with an idea. I'm going to get myself a punch card, a stack of punch cards, kind of like rewards cards. And then when I go out drinking, I'm going to punch my punch card every time I get a drink. And then that way I can say, you know what? You can't have more than 10 or 20 drinks in a night, because then you forget where the hell you are or you do something stupid. Anyway, thanks for coming to my therapy session. Cool. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get started. There's a lot of news today, extra number of news stories today than normal, so I'm going to just try to, I won't go as in-depth, we'll see, fingers crossed. You know me, I like to talk.
That's correct.
Exactly. That's why it needs to be fun, Northern Lights. Is if the punch card stays fun, then maybe, I'll use it. But who knows? It's worth a shot, I think. You know, maybe. It's always, any time you try and control behavior or alter behavior, it's a little bit of a challenge. Anyway, I'm sorry. That's not what we're here for. We are here to talk about the news, and not just any news. We like to start the way we almost always start. We like to talk about world news. That's right. World news, because it's not just in the U.S. Now, this made me laugh. Hello, X1. Welcome. Welcome. IED placed by Shabab kills 15 of its own militants in Lamu. At least 15 suspected al-Shabaab militants died on Sunday after the vehicle they were in ran over an improvised explosive device near the border with Somalia. Speaking to The Nation on Monday, Kenya Defense Forces spokesperson Esther Wanjiku confirmed that the incident happened at around 9:30 a.m. between Sarira and Ras Kayamboni near Ishakani, Lamu County. Colonel Wanjiku said the IED was placed on the road by another group of al-Shabaab terrorists before other members of the militant group ran over it. The vehicle exploded and burnt all occupants. I can confirm that 15 al-Shabaab militants died. They were in two groups. One group planted the IED, only for the second group to pass through the same point. They were unaware. The vehicle ran over it and exploded. All the 15 that were in the vehicle died. She added, if an enemy dies, that's a plus for us. Residents should not be deterred. Our security agencies are determined to ensure peace is maintained. So I thought this was a great quote from a peacekeeping force. If an enemy dies, that's a plus for us. That could be on a shirt. But anyway, it was also kind of funny because this terror group failed to communicate properly and blew each other up. Welcome, Claudio. Welcome, welcome. All right, so what else is going on? There's a lot of stuff happening. So, like I said, speed it up. Focus, focus. Here we go. More than 40 people have been killed since Sunday in two village attacks by gunmen in northwestern Nigeria, where a military base was also attacked by suspected jihadists. Unidentified men attacked on Sunday the village of Madami in Kora District. 34 residents were killed in the attack. 7 were injured. Kaduna State Security Chief Samuel Aruin said in a statement Monday. Soldiers were dispatched to the scene of the attack, where they came under fire before forcing the attackers to retreat after intense gunfire. In retaliation for this attack, as well as another in which one person was killed in the village of Jankasa, 8 people were killed, 6 were wounded, and several houses destroyed. In the village of it's spelled K-A-C-E-C-E-R-E. I'm going to say K-S-S-R-E. I guess. I don't think we'd do a hard C there. Kakikiri. Kakikiri. They would use a K. Anyway. Sorry. More booze. The statement didn't say whether the retaliatory attack was carried out on Sunday or Monday. For years, there's been bitter competition for natural resources between There's been bitter competition for natural resources between transhuman herders and sedentary farmers in central and northwestern Nigeria, with the latter accusing the former of plundering their land with livestock. Worsened by climate change and the population explosion in this country of 200 million people, the sporadic violence has led to serious security crisis, with attacks by heavily armed bandits and endless reprisals between communities. Natural resources between trans and sedentary farmers. Welcome, welcome, Masha. Thank you for joining. Goodbye, Masha. Thanks for taking part in the Plan 9 boot camp, I guess. Anyway, so that's going on in Nigeria. We've got to keep the pace going. A lot of trouble and sadness is happening in Ethiopia. But first, I've got an update on the trucker situation in the EU, or in the UK. Now, this comes from the Daily Mail, so that's a little bit of grain of salt, but it was a novel news source that seemed to talk about it in a way that was fun. So, hey SMJ, bye SMJ, hope you enjoy the Plan 9 thing. Lorry drivers from the EU are refusing to come to the UK because they believe problems plaguing the supply chain are Britain's own fault. The government has approved plans to bring in 5,000 foreign HGV, Hotel Golf Victor, operators to deal with the shortage, which has been blamed on a number of factors including the coronavirus pandemic and Brexit. But promises of special visas and attractive pay, with some firms offering as much as £78,000 a year, have fallen on deaf ears, with one union boss declaring they will not go to the UK for a short-term visa to help UK out of the shit they created themselves. And lorry drivers in this country are equally disillusioned, with one who gave up the job after 30 years, likening the way they were treated to being the lepers of society. Transhumanism. Yeah, I'm not sure what that is. Edwin Atima, head of enforcement and research at the Dutch-based FNV, Foxtrot November Victor, union, which represents drivers across the EU and Europe, said the UK had an enormous battle on its hands to woo foreign drivers back. Pay is an important area, but not the only area. People in Europe and across Europe have completely lost trust in this industry. So, petrol pumps have run dry, and supermarket chains and restaurants have been hit by shortage of HGV drivers. The Road Haulage Association says it's short 100,000 drivers and believe 20,000 have left over Brexit reasons. The shortages come as a lot of other problems are going on. The government has ruled out soldiers from driving tankers. Some care workers, NHS staff, and taxi drivers can't get gas. Fears have been growing over this petrol crisis. So, just mania there, I tell you.
Get the news over with. I want to hear the music.
All Here we go. We've got a few good stories. I'll do a couple quick headlines, and then we will jump to a song, but we'll do a short one because we're short on time. First, really cool news. First two transgender women win seats in Germany's parliamentary elections. So I thought this was a great positive story. Two politicians in Germany's nationwide elections on Sunday made history by becoming the first transgender women to win parliamentary seats. Tessa Ganser, age 44, and Niki Slawik, age 27, both ran as members of Germany's Greens Party. It's a historic victory for the Greens, but also for the trans-emancipatory movement, and for the entire queer community, Ganser told Reuters. Madness. I still can't quite believe it. But with this historic election result, I will definitely be a member of the next Bundestag, Slawik wrote on Instagram. Both Ganserer and Slawik plan to address the rights of those who identify as part of the LGBT community with a focus on issues like allowing lesbian mothers to adopt children and improving anti-discrimination laws. In Germany, hate crimes against members of the LGBT community rose 36% in 2020. It's always weird to me when they just say LGBT and they don't do the QIA plus stuff. But anyway, that I thought was super cool and a positive story. Next good thing, out of Ontario, 33 of 39 miners stuck underground in Sudbury, Ontario, retrieved in rescue operation. A rescue operation is underway for 39 people stuck underground at Vale's Totten Mine in Sudbury, Ontario, has successfully retrieved 33 miners as of 11:25 a.m. It's Germany's having a weird time right now, Northern Lights. I totally agree. It's weird that the hate crimes went up, but we had a story recently where a guy at a gas station, the clerk got attacked by someone because he wouldn't put a mask on. So I think there's a bit of turmoil there. The times, they are a-changing. Yeah. A team of doctors is on-site and checking workers as they emerge from underground. The United Steel Workers Union said in a news release on Tuesday. No one's been physically injured in the incident or in the evacuation, the union said. So, I thought that was positive, at least more positive than the other death and destruction stories we often talk about. And here's the last one before we do a song. Australian researchers uncover fossil of new eagle species. Really cool. Science rules. Scientists in Australia say they uncovered a fossil of a previously unknown species of eagle that lived in the country about 25 million years ago. Dozens of bone fragments were uncovered by a dry lake in 2016 by researchers from Flinders University of Adelaide. A new study says the skeletal remains were that of Archaeopteryx sylvestris, or ancient hawk of the forest. Scientists believe the ancient raptor species survived by swooping on prey, including bird, possums, and koalas. They say the eagle had adapted to hunting and flying within forests with short, robust wings, long legs, and a wide foot span. Foot span? Oh, I guess, like, for their claws. Hey, Raleigh, welcome, welcome. Hello, TPID98. Yeah, so anyway, that's pretty big. I thought that was pretty cool. All right. And so it was made at Lake Pinpa, a dried salt lake in the desert in southern Australia. And that, my friends, is that. Let's play a quick song here for us. Something upbeat and happy. Let's see if we have anything that has happy in the title. Well, we got this sound. how about we just do this? Oh, gross. I don't have that song. This is always the hard part, finding the song, because whenever I think of them, it's always hard to be sure they're there. Gross. Ended up with John Lennon when I was searching for somebody else. You know what we're going to play? We're going to just play a Thundercat song because he rules and I enjoy it very much. This song is called Drunk and it's a good time.
Drowning away all of the pain till I'm totally numb. Sometimes you want to feel alive. but not on someone else's dime. Morning heartache, senses told off. I just can't catch a break. Squirrels and snakes keep me on my toes. Will you go down with me? Don't care what you say. So many feels, bro. LOL, I'm so over it, 'cause nothing is real. I'd rather be out my mind than to be dead alive. Drowning away all of the pain till I'm totally numb. Sometimes you want to feel alive, but not on someone else's dime.
Whoops, I sneezed just as the song was ending.
You're listening to Anon Radio, powered by SDF Public Access Unix System.
Oh yeah, that's right. Anon Radio is powered by SDF, and SDF's powered by you. Thank you for being here and listening. It's quite an adventure. We're just running through some news. And then we're going to have the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, and that will be at 1930 UTC. And then our friend Northern Lights will have Praise Then Darkness at 2000, followed by Mondo Trash Show, maybe, and Organized Insanity. And don't forget, on Wednesday, Tuesday nights, Wednesday early, midnight, I guess you could say, we got The Resistance from Bronzy Beat, which is an adventure, super fun, so definitely check it out. And welcome back to a freshly shaved Publius. Thank you for coming back. So, yeah, according to some reports when I was looking through, it looks like attacks against ethnic, religious, and political minorities have been on the rise, and they have clocked in at the highest in 20 years, more so in a year than the country's was largely shut down due to the coronavirus pandemic. So this will be, it seems like there's kind of a blend there of what's going on. So, just so we know, but it's exciting. So, boom, focus. We gotta focus. You're welcome, Dirty Rain. Glad to go through it. We've got about 7 minutes to go. Let's adjust our timer. 7 minutes and some change. Alrighty. Oop. There we go. Now we're ready. We're gonna play. Play. What are we talking about? Focused. Alright. Headline time. We're gonna go to the bottom of the list and work our way back, because sometimes it's fun to look at random ass stories. Cheaters never prosper. This is pretty neat. Yeah. X1's on top of things. This is pretty cool. Cheaters never prosper. India exam cheats caught with Bluetooth flip-flops. 10 people have been arrested in India for planning to cheat in a fiercely competitive teaching exam using Bluetooth devices concealed in their flip-flops, police said. Cribbing has long been a problem in India, and for Sunday's government exams involving 1.6 million students in Rajasthan state, police had permission to snap mobile internet access while the tests lasted. But one group planned to get around this with devices hidden in the soles of their flip-flops that could receive ordinary calls, which would be transmitted wirelessly to tiny receivers hidden in their ears. The plan was for accomplices outside to call the hidden contraptions and dictate the correct answers to the exams, said Preeti Chandra, a police official in the western city of Bikaner. But the group of would-be teachers were arrested acting suspiciously outside the examination hall on the evening before the exams, and the devices in their footwear was discovered. I will send a link to the Twitter tweet, bird site link, I guess we could call it. Boop. Copy link. Oh, this frame. Open a new window. In a new window. in my window. Hello, one of alts. Welcome, welcome. Alright, so I don't know if that link will work, but we tried. So anyway, basically you have to be licensed to be a teacher, and they cheated. Teachers were cheating, which is kind of funny. Hey, Claudio M., have a good one. So we'll just keep on a rolling. What else is going on? Well, Bangkok is on alert as 70,000 homes fled in Thailand. Soldiers set up barriers and sandbags to protect archaeological ruins as well as neighborhoods. Thai authorities have rushed to protect parts of Bangkok from floodwaters that have already inundated 70,000 homes and killed 6 people in the country's northern and central provinces. Tropical storm Dian Mu has caused flooding in 30 provinces, with the kingdom's central region the worst hit, the Thai Disaster Prevention and Mitigation Department said. So, thanks, Claudia Ann. See ya. Thank you. Thanks for the karmas. The level of the Chao Phraya River, which snakes through Bangkok after winding almost 250 miles from the north, is steadily rising as authorities release water from dams further upstream. Soldiers on Tuesday set up barriers and sandbags to protect ruins and landmarks as well as neighborhoods in the old royal capital, Ayutthaya, about 40 miles north of Bangkok. So, good luck there. It's very scary. Activision has settled an $18 million workplace discrimination case. Gaming giant Activision Blizzard has settled a sexual harassment case brought by a U.S. federal employment watchdog for $18 million. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission had also accused the game company of sexual discrimination. It was one of a number of such allegations against the firm, which is also facing this case filed by the state of California. Activision continues to deny wrongdoing as part of the EEOC settlement. The company makes lots of popular games, including Call of Duty, World of Warcraft, and Overwatch. And those guys hopefully will suffer and or go out of business for their shenanigans. New story. This is kind of neat. Belgium becomes first country to fund abortions for Polish women struggling under a near-total ban. The Belgian government has announced it will become the first country in the world to fund abortions for women in Poland who are unable to access procedures in the wake of the country's near ban. Poland further tightened the nation's already highly restrictive laws last October, triggering the largest protests in the country since the collapse of communism. So, the Belgian government made the announcement on the International Day for Safe Abortion and will provide financial support for women who are forced to make the trip from Poland to another country to have their pregnancy terminated. Belgium's Minister of Health and the Junior Minister for Gender Equality announced they will provide €10,000 funding to Abortion Without Borders, an organization that delivers financial help and advice for people in Poland. So, good luck to the people in Poland. Very nice news. Interesting, if you're in Com, Publius has shared a couple of news links, which are pretty neat. You can check those out when you get a chance. We're running low on time. Let's just read the headlines. Tunisian parties announce coalition to counter President Syed, which is good news because he's being a dictator right now. Police women's serial murder trial grips South Africa. If you have time, this story is fascinating. Definitely worth going and reading over at africanews.com. It's titled Police Woman's Serial Murder Trial Grips South Africa. Unprecedented power cuts in China hit homes and factory. Power cuts are still big going on in China. In the northeastern states, they've plunged millions of homes into darkness. Lots of factories are shutting down. Chengdu is not producing. We're going to have a lot of trouble with consumer import goods, consumer goods being imported in just not too long. Guinea military government presents a charter for civilian transition, which is another good news. And there was an explosion in Gothenburg. Swedish police are probing an explosion that injured 16 people. But that's all the time we've got. So, hello, Bitrot. Welcome. Enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee. Well, and Publius, I'm looking forward to reading these stories.
Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday, Monday through Friday, before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe at 1900 UTC. Talk to you then.